This is James Franklin at the National Hurricane Center with the 4 p.m. Central Time update on Tropical Storm Alex. Alex is now located about 290 miles southeast of Brownsville, Texas, moving northwest at 13 miles per hour. That's a little bit faster than earlier in the day. Maximum sustained winds are 70 miles per hour. That's just below hurricane strength. And Alex has been becoming better organized through the day. We expect it to become a hurricane later tonight. The watches and warnings, we have one new one. A tropical storm warning has been put in place by the Mexican government south of La Cruz to Cabo Rojo, Mexico. The hurricane warning remains in effect from Baffin Bay, Texas, south through the Rio Grande to La Cruz, Mexico. What we expect over the next day or so is for Alex to begin to turn towards the west-northwest and then the west, reaching the coast in either northeastern Mexico or extreme south Texas by Wednesday evening. However, the tropical storm conditions will reach the coast well before that, possibly by early Wednesday morning. In addition to the winds, we have a storm surge of 3 to 5 feet that will be expected near and to the north of where the center makes landfall. And heavy rains are the other main threat with Alex, 6 to 12 inches over a fairly widespread area as the storm moves onshore, with locally higher amounts perhaps up to 20 inches. And in the mountainous terrain of northeastern Mexico, we expect some flash floods and life-threatening mudslides. The next advisory will be issued at 7 p.m. Central Time.